How are you going, Alice?
Very well, thank you, Raf. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I want to get into. I'm dying to know what sweet potato rugelach is. So we'll get into what rugelach is in a moment. I've brought them in, spoilt the folks' work with rugelach. I didn't know there was a sweet potato version, but I know there's a whole lot of people who, as soon as I say sweet potato, they're thinking ugly, mushy. Tastes funny. Sell the sweet potato to me.
Sweet potato is one of those tubers that is multi-purpose. So I think of it, I don't think of it as part of the potato family because it's not. I actually think of it more like, say, a pumpkin or a gourd, because as soon as you roast it, it brings out a gorgeous sweetness. You can use it for savory and for sweet, which we'll chat about very soon. But I think that the other great thing about it is that it's so fantastic in terms of the textures that you can get out of it. So if you're roasting it, if you're steaming it, if you're making chips out of it, that's always
Yeah, chips,
delicious
I
too.
like a good sweet potato chip.
Really, really
And
good.
everything's good deep fried, isn't it?
That is true, absolutely. But the great thing about sweet potato chips is that they're low GI as well.
Is part of the problem with sweet potato that they're ugly?
That's hurtful,
I mean
Raf.
it. I'm serious.
Beauty is in the eye of the
But isn't
beholder.
that one of the reasons that people don't buy them?
I think that part of the reason, I mean, the knobbliness might intimidate people that don't know what to do with them, but that's just the natural kind of, the knobblier a sweet potato, the more that you know that it's kind of just been left in the ground to do what it's got to do. So I think that if you see a knobbly sweet potato, don't think of it as all one big long thing. Think of it like a knob, a rhizome, like a ginger, where you're going to be
Oh,
cutting
yeah,
all the
right,
bits
okay.
off to make it
Do
level.
you cut the bits off, though?
I cut the bits off and I roast them.
Right,
Yeah, it's about kind of,
okay.
you're trying to create as many of the same kind of shape as possible so that when you roast it, it cooks evenly.
We've done a few things like on Brussels sprouts. So I'm guessing a lot of people hate sweet potato. That's my guess. That's my guess. I think it's the poor second cousin to the average potato. I know I'm a bit hooked on the aesthetics, but I was thinking about this because, and we had sweet potato last night. People in my house,
Great.
devastatingly good meal. Sweet potato, kale, honey tahini dressing, amazing,
Delicious.
wonderful. However, when I was looking at the weekend, the extremely well cleaned and bizarrely uniform pink potatoes were right next door to the dirty sweet potatoes, and I was thinking, that's why people don't buy sweet potato because they polish up the potato and they have those bizarre ones that don't actually look like they've come out of the ground. It's one of the reasons, isn't it? They look
You know, it's
funny.
interesting. I think that these days, ugly fruit and vegetables are very much a growing trend because people feel like they've been tampered with less. So, if you've got those brushed potatoes, then chances are they've been handled a lot more than that grubby sweet potato that you see on the shelf. The other good thing about keeping the dirt on something like that is it actually keeps for longer. So,
Oh, do they?
I seek out the ones that have a bit of dirt on
I didn't
them.
know that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because it's like a
Stuff
natural
can't escape.
guard. Exactly.
1300 222 774, for you see. We're here to stick up for the poor maligned vegetables of this life.
Good.
But let me read this. Raf, sweet potato, can't eat it anymore. I baked sweet potatoes, I'll read it, twice a week for Labrador. She only eats kangaroo meat, sweet potatoes and sardines. Keeps her weight under control, but now I think of it as dog
Dog
food.
food.
Someone else having a go at me. Sweet potatoes, ugly? How do you describe a truffle? I don't think they're ugly. I guess my question to Alice was maybe they are perceived of as ugly. And a specific sweet potato question, Alice Zaslavsky. Why has the orange sweet potato taken over when the white sweet potatoes taste so much better? Have they taken over?
I would say that they're much more common. You'll
Right.
find them for a lot sort of more of the year and in a lot more places.
Because?
I'm going to say what the white sweet potato, so the purple sweet potato, is starchier. It's got a higher sugar content. So I would actually say that it probably is more volatile in terms of growing. But I'm not a grower. I'd love for
Oh,
someone
okay. So you
to
think it's
call
not as
in.
easy
It's
to
not as easy
produce
to
en
grow.
masse.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Now, Alice has been talking veggies with us for a while. She's a big fan of the raw consumption of vegetables. You'll be happy, Alice. There's people texting and saying they eat them raw. Sweet potato raw?
Totally, because
Right.
sweet potatoes aren't related to potatoes. They're not a nightshade,
You know,
so you
it's
don't
your
have to
fault. Like,
cook
we
them.
had raw zucchini at the table the other night. And I was like, why? Because Alice said it. I was like, oh,
And was
okay.
it delicious, Rav?
Not a fan. Nah,
Oh,
not a fan.
that's
Not a
okay,
fan. I cooked up the zucchini with tomato and made this really good dish as well recently. Zucchini's supposed to be cooked. Quite a few people saying as well that you mentioned the deep fried chips. You mix this. I haven't done this. You mix the sweet potato with normal potato when you're making the chips, and you mix sweet potato with zucchini for fritter cakes
Oh.
underneath the eggs and bacon for brekkie. That's
Yes.
yum. Oh.
sweet potato hash browns.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm getting attacked from all sides. Are you kidding, Raph? Sweet spud, yum! In dal, roasted in frittatas, mashed with parmesan and parsley, in curries, etc. That's from Steph in Edith Vale.
Thank you, Steph.
And Marie's in Caulfield. What are you cutting up sweet potato right now?
Yeah, literally the potato was in my hand and you said sweet potato and I've looked at the radio like, do you have a camera on me? Like, this is freaky.
Yeah, it's a marvellous shirt you're wearing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's great. I love that view of the...
Caulfield Park.
Of Caulfield Park that you've got out your window.
Yeah, beautiful.
What are you going to do to them?
I am cutting up sweet potato and regular potato. I've drizzled a bit of garlic olive oil on it and I'm chopping up some fresh rosemary to put over them and some sea salt.
Okay, and so that's being served with?
Yeah, that'll probably go with probably some fish, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Have you bought the fish?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the fish?
I've got some barramundi, like crumb barramundi, and I'll just see what the boys want when they get home. They'll have the veggies with that.
Okay. And the barramundi, what, just in the fry pan, or what are you going to do with that?
Probably in the oven.
Oh, in the oven, right, and wrapped in the foil sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, Marie. Thank you. Good to hear.
Marie's all over it.
We're watching. We're keeping an eye on you.
And, you know, I've got a great tip, actually, for people who are chopping up sweet potato and potato from my mate Rosie Mansfield, who's just put out a book called Food Hacker. She uses an apple slicer. You know those old school apple slice and corers that have so she'll cut the sweet potato into segments that are about, let's say, you know, finger height, and then she slices, you know, nine slices at a time. Isn't that a good
idea?
Just
to cut into the chunk so you can chuck them in the oven.
Exactly.
Delightful.
Too easy.
What are rogalach?
Rogalach are, well, they're of our people, Raph. They're a baked good coming out of Eastern Europe.
Do they eat them while wandering the desert?
Totally.
I don't think so.
Totally. With all the sweet potato. Unleavened, of course. So rogalach are rings, essentially. So they're, I think it's the Yiddish word for
sweet
rings.
Sweet pastries? It's Yiddish.
Sweet pastries, yes. And normally they would have honey and poppy seed, rogalach.
Sometimes they look like croissant. Maybe. Sometimes they look like croissant with the ends joined.
But I feel like it's the twisting motion that
makes
them a rogalach.
That makes it a rogalach.
Totally. Okay. But in this case, the book of the month is Sticky Fingers Green Thumb by Hayley McKee.
Well, that's a good title.
Isn't that fantastic?
Sticky Fingers Green Thumb.
What I love about Hayley's cakes is that a lot of them are veggie-centric. She's using zucchini, she's using beetroot, and in this case she's using sweet potato. Because, you know, in North America, they use sweet potato as a sweet.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you've just come back from over there, right?
Stacked with honey and sugar.
Totally, maple syrup, you know, they're not, it's actually not seen as a savoury item. It's just over here that we roast it with garlic oil and rosemary. So in this case, she's making a pretty kind of standard dough. The recipe will be up online, so I won't talk you through that. But she's roasting up the sweet potato and then turning it into a mush with a little bit of honey and some sultanas.
What's the honey quantity? I always wonder how much sugar content they've got.
Yeah, good question. So here she has got, let's see, it's actually the raisins that she's kind of accentuating and the honey. Look, I made up the honey.
There you go.
No honey.
There's no sugar. It's just sweet potato and raisins.
There's some icing sugar and there's a little bit of sugar in the pastry itself.
Oh, that's very abstemious.
Very. Well, I mean, the thing is that you've got the natural sugars from the sweet potato and from the raisins. So, you know, it's about being clever with sugar. It's not about kind of trying to, like, be afraid of it.
You need to tell an entire continent that. We will put that recipe online, abc.net.au/recipes. @AlicenFrames is how you find Alice Zaslavsky. She joins us regularly to talk. Is it always a maligned vegetable? No, it's not always a maligned vegetable.
No, you malign it and then we unmalign it.
That's true. That's very true. Dave's in Waverley. What do you do with sweet potato, Dave?
Hi. Yeah, look, that's fascinating, because the Americans love it as a sweet, like with pumpkin pie and all that sort of stuff.
Totally.
Just a real quick one. I get a can of coconut milk and bring it to the boil and add, funnily enough, honey to that. And once it's boiling, I'll chuck in peeled, diced sweet potato.
Yeah.
Just maybe for about 5 minutes, because if you have it fairly small dicings, it doesn't take long to do. And then all I do is halve strawberries, all right, and don't chuck the strawberries in. Just wait for that to boil for about 5 minutes, and you pour that over the strawberries.
You are kidding. So it's cooked sweet potato coconut milk and honey poured over fresh strawberries.
Yes, and what it does, it just sort of heats the strawberries through without making them mushy.
Mm.
So they still hold their body a bit, but it also releases the sweetness, because with a lot of vegetables, if, for example, carrots, the starch in them gets released when you cook them, and that becomes the sweetness. Mm-hmm. That's the sugar. So
Wait,
your body
isn't breaking
down.
Where did you come up with this recipe, Dave? Did someone give it to you?
No, I sort of invented it. I love cooking, but I sort of play around with different flavours and textures and stuff like that, and it goes just so well, and it's so easy. And look, you can have it with ice cream and stuff.
You can throw the ice cream in as well. I love it, Dave. There's Dave's special there, the sweet potato and coconut milk and honey. Why not, right?
And it's very much a Southeast Asian kind of style dessert. Mm. You know, they might replace the sweet potato with taro, for example, but that's a really fantastic combination, Dave. Look forward to trying it myself.
Don't send that one in, I would say. Don't send that one. It'd be messy by the time it comes through the GPO box 9994. I make little carrot muffins for my 12-month-old grandson. He eats them like a seagull on a chip. Oh, I love that expression. I made the mix using sweet potato for a change, and they look exactly the same, but he won't eat them. Every time we try to hoodwink him by substituting a sweet potato for a carrot one, he can spot the difference without even picking it up. He senses betrayal easily.
Can you go half and half and see what happens? I reckon you could ease him into
that's
it.
That's a good idea.
Definitely.
Yes. That text was from Lee in Parkdale, who is convinced her 12-month-old grandson senses betrayal easily. Oh, delightful. Raff and guest, Alice. I use sweet potato and potato, the half and half, for mash, bit of garlic, butter, pepper while pureeing. Also in my golden soup, which has pumpkin, sweet potato, carrots, etc. Yeah, good for soup, no?
Oh, scrumptious. And I would add some ginger to that golden soup, and that is just perfect winter fare there.
Quite a few of you as well. Roasted cubes of sweet potato with garlic aioli and toasted pine nuts.
Yes!
And I'm about to make sweet potato mash to go with osso buco. Nothing grand, but yum. A text from Danny. 30 seconds, what do I need to look for? Anything? Just buy any sweet potato?
You look for, don't worry about looking for uniformity. If you find the smaller size sweet potatoes, grab them and roast them whole. Don't even peel them. And you've got like a gloopy, silky mash through the middle, and then you've got the crispy skin on the outside, and you can eat it all with some fish or some other vegetables.
Yum. Look up phenomenom.com.au if you want to see what else Alice is doing with veggies for kids. You can find her on social media at Alice in Frames. Thanks so much, Alice.
Always a pleasure, Raf.